other than when you get like super duper loud, which I don't understand how you guys do that. Even when I spike, I barely spike, but you and like Dalton and Allie, when you spike, it's like, ah! Like you fucking scream, and I don't understand it. I am so high. Godzilla After Dark, it's two girls, a guy, and absolutely no Jesse Kimball.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait a minute.
Jesse, what are you doing here?
I thought we were recording.
No, you were supposed to be watching the new Avengers movie, look, big boy.
Well, actually.
Okay, I'm done. Welcome to Godzilla After Dark. No Jesse Kimball here tonight. He really is watching the Avengers in St. Louis. I think right now, actually, maybe,
as
we record. So instead, you're just going to have to deal with us three. It's Shannon Young, along with, this is going to throw me off because there's multiple in wrong places. Mandy Kennedy, first of all, tonight.
Yes.
She's sitting at the head of the table.
Boom, I've upgraded. Jesse, this is where I'm at from now on.
That's her home now.
You've
and
been bumped.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
So I didn't know if I would be able to do a podcast with just two girls because you know legally like I didn't know if I could but
no.
I had my lawyers look into it and I as long as I stay far away from you it's okay.
This
what
is
lawyers
hardest.
Michael Cohen is my attorney.
I have Phoenix Wright so
did I ever tell you about the time that I had jury duty what I did?
No.
I think it was before you were here, Lindsay.
Yeah, I vaguely remember you telling me the story, but yeah.
I had jury duty, and I was in the, you know, where they do the interviews and stuff to try to pick out the jurors. And the lawyer that was the defense attorney was my family's lawyer. So I just sat there waiting. Like, I was just like rocking back and forth, waiting for my turn. And as soon as they were like, sir, do you think you could handle this case, you know, without prejudice?
So he's my lawyer.
I was like, that's my family's lawyer. And I waved at them, and they dismissed me.
Nice. I had jury duty, and every time it got canceled, and I was pissed because I'd have to ask off work, and then for them to cancel it that morning, and I'm like, okay, fuck you. I don't get paid now.
Right.
Because that's not...
Yeah, yeah, you're just not at work now.
I was so pissed.
That happened to me the other time that I had jury duty. Mm-hmm. I sat there all morning, and they ended up cutting a plea deal right before the jury selection took place.
Yeah.
And they did pay me for the hours that I was there.
Yeah. But you didn't get paid for your work.
I didn't get paid at all because my dad didn't know what the letter was and just threw it away.
Oh, jeez.
Threw away the letter with my check.
No.
As opposed to opening it first and seeing what it was before pitching it?
Well, I mean, I don't really want him opening my mail either, but, you know, it's whatever. That's why he's dead and I'm still alive. Mm. All right. So
okay. Now that we're on a happy note,
tonight's show, Jesse is really upset that he's going to miss this one because we're going to talk about 10 of our favorite superheroes. We're very excited about that. We went through a laundry list of things that we could talk about here tonight instead. Lindsay wanted to talk about Sailor Moon.
But apparently that's boring to everyone.
I just said I couldn't do it for an entire hour because I have not watched it in so long.
Plus, we already did a show about Sailor Moon.
I said we do more.
I said we could do like half of it. I was on board for that, damn it.
I love you, Mandy.
You guys are ruining my recording.
This is going to be girls bitching at each other with Shannon.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be in the middle of this fight. You guys go at it week after week.
You're not technically in the middle. She's right beside me.
I'm so far away. I legitimately feel like I'm in timeout.
So far away. So far. Yeah. We're also going to talk about superheroes. Mm-hmm. No, Disney. Disney was the other thing you guys were talking about. Which point, it would have been, hey, Shannon, what do you think of Disney? I like it.
I know.
I like Aladdin. I don't know a shit about Disney. So I kiboshed that idea.
I like Disney.
I know you liked it, but it's like when you say, "Oh yeah, let's get this trivia pursuit about The Simpsons. That'll be fun to play." And then you go, no, it won't because you'll win. That's how I feel about Disney with you. I can't.
I mean, I'll still play to see how much I know.
That's no fun. You're gonna.
Yeah, it is. I'm weird, okay?
You are so shrill. You are the shrillest woman I've ever met in my life.
Not always.
Even me? That makes me feel great.
Well,
You said.
No, she's definitely the shrillest woman I've ever met.
Am I a close second?
And I'm pretty sure she cackles, and she didn't used to cackle. I don't know when she started laughing like the cackling.
I've always done it. I was better at containing it before.
Does it mean you're happier now? Or
I don't know. Maybe my evil villain is coming out.
Have you ever heard her laugh? Here on the show you have.
Yeah.
She just, oh my God, there's a video.
I bray like a donkey. I'm sorry.
There's a video on my Facebook of when, I think it was Katie spilled something on Justin Mann's pants.
And she's blow drying his pants.
And she's blow drying his pants. And Lindsay is
I'm just dying in the background.
The first time I can remember her cackling so loud. And it's just, you know, that's why I can't get erections anymore. It's because I hear you that cackling.
That's not my fault.
It is your fault because you cackled.
Well, she don't have to worry about it, so.
No one does. That's the problem. I do.
I'm just going to sit over here and pout.
That's fine. All right, so.
Yeah?
We're going to start that early because every single week we go to do a top 10 list.
But we don't. We're missing Jesse.
But somehow, no. Every time we do this, I get tricked into thinking, oh, okay, well, this week will be different. We won't go so long. And then we do every time. So no matter what the situation. So even without Jesse, we're still going to try to contain this because I got to go pick up Nintendo Labo after this.
Labo. Oh, is that the cardboard thing for the Switch?
I paid $70 to put cardboard together.
I want to play.
You want to play it or you want to put it together?
Both.
Because so each of those things is, I believe, around 3 to 4 hours a piece to put together.
How? I'll just take your VR instead.
That's much easier to handle. Yeah, no, it's three. So if you want to play like the fishing game, which is what I want to play the most, it's going to take 3 hours to put it together.
Well, that's about the time it takes. I'm not joking. That is a legit thing. I don't believe it.
Okay, well, when you get home,
I mean, do you,
you
have
put
to
together
like,
the fishing rod? And
I mean,
see what
do
happens.
You have to sit there and press the cardboard? Like they just send you a box of fibers, and you have to make the cardboard first.
I mean, you have to put it all together. You have to cut it out. You have to do all kinds of stuff.
I think it depends.
Maybe
on how
they're
smart
just
you
really
are.
Poor at construction.
So shrill.
I'm sorry.
And loud.
I keep eating the microphone.
You're so far away from the microphone when we do tests, and then the moment the show starts,
okay,
you deep throat the microphone.
I'm sorry.
I think it depends on how smart you are at putting things together. Probably. Like, they might have aimed that as, like, 10-year-old children putting it together. And
no, no, these are grown men that took them 4 hours to put something together.
Well, they just don't know how to take things apart properly.
You don't have to be so meek. I apologize for calling you shrill and for insinuating that you're performing sexual acts on the microphone. So, I apologize.
All right.
So, I discovered... there was something that Hunter sent me that... he thought would be an interesting topic, and he's right, and now I can't remember what it is.
I like how you're like, let's get this shit on the road, but you still haven't, we're still deetering from Motherfucker of the Week and then our top 10.
Well, the Motherfucker of the Week is coming up, don't get me wrong. It's about violence in video games, fine. We'll save it for another time, because it's big discussion.
It's a big discussion, princess! Okay! One... I'm no princess. I'm a motherfucking queen.
That was pretty shrill.
And two, you are the one that's like, let's hop on this train and fucking go. And that'll give us a topic for next week. I'm just keeping your ass in line.
All I can think of now is, I'm on the train. And ride.
Come on, ride the train.
All right. So the Motherfucker of the Week, we got two of them. And they're both very deserving of it. So the first one, because we're going to get to the other one in a second. But the first one goes to, what's this bitch's name? And unfortunately, if you're a CCW fan, he's a Crowley. His name is legitimately Noah Crowley.
Aww.
So I feel bad for if Jackson or Otis or the other one is listening, Jen. I feel bad. I don't think this is a part of the family. This would be the black sheep of the family. Maybe not an appropriate joke for the content that I'm about to say.
Oh, God.
So the Motherfucker of the Week goes to 18-year-old Noah Crowley, who was asking his prom date to prom. And he did one of those really cute pictures where they hold up the sign and it's like a cute little saying and the girls like it. I guess. I don't know. I didn't go to prom. Who here went to prom? Raise your hand.
Unfortunately. I went to two.
I didn't get like asked cutely though.
Well, how did you get asked?
Because
I know her situation. Her situation sucked.
The junior prom, I didn't really have a date, so I just kinda asked my friend. I was like, are you going? Do you just want to go together?
How did you not have a date?
I wasn't that cool in school. I was a nerdy person that wasn't.
Did you say I was a dirty person?
Nerdy.
Okay. Nerdy. Maybe that's where the butt fucking started.
I wasn't pretty in high school.
You weren't pretty?
I wasn't pretty in high school.
Did you look like you look now?
Probably. I look the same.
I'd say you're pretty.
Well, not to Jackson fucking high school fuckers.
Oh, I mean, come on. Those fuckers.
And then
those
senior
fuckers.
Year, I was dating the Mike's dad. And obviously, then if you're going out, you don't really get asked.
It's just assumed.
Yeah. It's like, we going? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. That happens with Valentine's Day every year, where it's like, well, it's just assumed. Like, don't want to make assumptions.
Yeah.
I might want to move up. I might want to trade in towards something better. Yeah. Is what she said to me every year.
But so anywho. I'd probably be cute. I like cute things sometimes. So.
Oh, this wasn't cute.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not. Fuck that guy. But I'm just saying. And we'll go ahead with the motherfucker of the week.
Well, no, I'm going to hear more about your proms now. You know what I did on prom?
I did get a limo.
Sat it. What the fuck? The queen just. Oh.
I told you I was a queen.
Damn it. I don't have anyone to back me up here. Lindsay, do it. Say the queen.
Ooh, the queen.
Thank you.
On my throne. That's why I'm so far away from you peasants.
She really is. It's like one of those long kingly dinner tables, and she's there. It's better when there's two people on each side. It doesn't feel as far away. This is how Asa and I do it, though. We sit as far away from each other as possible because I don't know if people know this.
Why wouldn't you?
Asa and I don't like each other.
That's why would you not?
Like, we pretend for the show, but oh my God.
That is a lie. Don't listen to him.
And you can't bad talk Asa. He's my favorite. I'll kill you.
How is Asa your favorite?
He's my favorite.
Okay, that doesn't explain it.
No.
You just said the same thing twice. Give me reasoning.
I'm a
man of logic.
I don't have to give you reason about anything.
You know who my favorite is?
Who?
I don't like anyone on this show.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm trying to think. No, I'm drawing a blank. Yeah. You're all terrible.
Thanks.
Sweet.
If I had a favorite, if like I had to pick one, if you put a gun to my head and said, pick one, you guys would be burying me tomorrow. So.
Wow. You couldn't pick one of us.
To be my favorite?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get in trouble if he picks one person.
You can pick Lindsay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't need to be your
favorite.
Like
on favorite. The entire podcast or just here right now?
Well, Ace is not here, so obviously he's my favorite out of the podcast now, isn't he?
I'd say Jesse.
Let's say.
Because he's the only one that's worse in the head than me.
God.
He's the only one more depressed than I am.
Well, hey,
so I
Jesse.
Appreciate that. Anyway, the motherfucker of the week. If you're done bad-mouthing the other members of the podcast.
He started it.
Noah Crowley, who asked his girlfriend to prom with a sign that she loved, by the way. She gave it a heart.
Oh, fuck her too.
On Instagram,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it says, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton. But I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom? ?
What was the picture of?
There was no picture. It was
it's just
text.
It's him holding the
it's
ball.
It's just a okay. big like poster board with it right now.
He wrote this out, and it's like in stencil. So I guess he like, you know.
He maybe took his time.
Yeah, and my favorite part about it is he spelled out all the words except you for prom. It just says you and then the number 4. Like, why would you be so lazy?
Yeah.
If you're being racist, at least be like.
Was there not enough room left?
No, he has plenty of room. There's only so much racism you can put on
that
sign.
Because he just made them very large, and then the question mark kind of like trails off.
So this guy, not only is he the motherfucker of the week. Hi, Calvin. There's my favorite. Calvin's my favorite.
Hi, Calvin.
Because he's here now. When he leaves, he won't be. So this motherfucker, Noah Crowley. No, don't hit me. Okay.
I think you should hit him.
Thank you. Ooh. How are you doing? We are recording. We're trying to get this done early so I can go get my Nintendo Labo.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought it.
Where are you getting it at?
Best Buy.
Okay.
They close at 9, so we got time. Anyway, not only did he get in a lot of trouble, and you know everybody hates him, but he also, I think, got kicked out of prom. He can't go to prom, and he may have been expelled, if I remember correctly.
So
didn't their principal have to like make a public apology and stuff that way?
Because it's fucking stupid. This happened in Florida, so you could call him Florida Man. Florida Man does a lot of shit. Look up Florida Man. And
like right now?
Well, whenever you want. You leave it, Calvin? Bye, Calvin.
Bye.
But yeah, he got in a lot of trouble, as he should have, because that's a stupid thing
to
do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what goes through your mind where you think that's okay to put that on there. That's not even funny.
I'm waiting for his ass to get beat.
Seriously.
Well, that's why I said you could tell this happened down south,
yeah.
And it didn't happen, like, in the Midwest or up north, you know, in Chicago, a place like that. Because the follow-up story wasn't 18-year-old white kid murdered.
Shot.
Yeah.
Because that is some dumb shit to say. So, Noah Crowley, congratulations. You made it. You made it. You're at Podzilla 1985's motherfucker of the week. Now, the other motherfucker of the week, the runner-up, and only because it's he's so important that you can't just give him one title, is Bill Cosby. If you didn't know already, because I posted this on my Facebook, and you had to have heard by now, Bill Cosby was found guilty today of sexual assault.
Motherfucker.
Yep. Three counts.
How convenient.
He could serve 10 years per count, up to 30 years, but he probably won't. Let's be honest. He's Bill Cosby. He'll probably never see the inside of a jail cell. Mm-hmm. He's 80 years old, so I would be surprised if he got any kind of punishment for this other than
fines and
community service or something like that, which really sucks. I mean, obviously, when you think about it, there's not much else to say about it. They're talking about justice for these women, and sure, I guess this is justice. It is a guilty verdict, but let's see what happens to him. Because you know who else got found guilty? Brock Turner.
Yeah.
And he only served fraction
not
of time.
Not even anything. Right. Yeah, fuck that guy.
So, justice, yes, but is it good enough justice? Absolutely not. And I don't think this is, again, this isn't something we can talk about in the span of like 10 minutes. So.
No.
We'll save it for another time. Let's see what happens to Bill Cosby. So.
Gucci. Yeah.
And that's all of the things that I was going to talk about. Because I didn't really come prepared.
Okay.
So,
well, you wanted plenty of time to talk about our top 10.
Well, so. I assumed Tanner was going to be here. Know, if Tanner was here, me and him would be just back and forth.
Oh.
We have a great rapport. Have you ever played Fortnite?
Nope.
Good. It's a fucking stupid game.
Yeah, I don't really. It doesn't look interesting to me.
You don't like the Battle Royale games?
I don't know. It just didn't look. My son plays it sometimes.
How old is your son?
7.
So he was probably the person I was playing with the other night. I'm playing it with Tanner and a friend, and as we're playing squad together, our other teammate was just some random person who was just dumb and like kept getting himself hurt, and then we just heard him over the microphone go like, "You guys have any healing?" Like in the just whiniest 8-year-old voice.
Yeah.
And we ignored him, and he kept following me like, "Hey,
I don't give him the headset."
That's you know, that doesn't stop him from hearing them though.
No, I know. And the one time I said, "Get out now," because there was some kids and they sound like kids saying bad things, and I said, "Get out now. You can play this game, you're not listening to that."
What game was it?
Fortnite.
It was Fortnite?
Yeah.
Oh. There was a time that me and a couple of guys from GameStop played Grand Theft Auto 4 online.
Yeah.
Me and Bob, and there was a guy named Lawrence who was African American. And we were like, "Okay, let's join the public server."
Oh,
and
we'll I remember around. This story.
And as soon as we join the server, as soon as we start, they're just white people joking about people hanging from trees using the N-word.
Oh,
and
God.
I just saw Lawrence leave immediately. I felt so bad about that.
Yeah.
The internet is a terrible place.
It is.
And everyone that inhabits it is awful.
That's why I'd rather Mike just play Minecraft on his own.
Yeah, because don't let him play online. James plays it here with people online. I have to turn it down a lot because they still cuss.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people that you have to fucking cuss all the fucking time?
The only time Mike can play online is if he plays with Andrew or his friend Lucas, and that's like it. But it's funny because the other day he was like getting mad, and I was like, "Stop. You yell again, you're done. Like, it's just a game." And then I put him to bed and I go play Overwatch. I'm like, "God damn it, motherfucking piece of shit."
Hypocrite.
And then I'm like, I'm still going to tell him to stop, though.
It dawned on you that you were doing...
At least chucking controllers.
I've known. Not anymore. I've moved past that phase.
I don't think I've ever thrown a controller.
Oh, I have.
You know the dumbest thing I ever did with a video game when I got mad? I had a PSP, and I was playing like... it was like King of Fighters or something like that. It was a fighting game. Mm-hmm. And I got so...
Don't you like fling it on the bed?
I wish. That would have been better. I bit it. I actually bit the system and the screen, and as soon as I was done, I looked at the system and it had a bite mark in the glass up top, and I went, "You're a fucking idiot. Why the fuck would you do that, you fucking child?" Even children don't bite handheld systems. My god, that was the only time I ever got that angry. So
yeah, I've thrown a
what's few. The worst you've done?
I've thrown a controller across the room, and I've also just slammed it into the ground.
What were you playing? I have to know.
I don't even remember.
Well, like, what makes you the angriest when you play video games?
I don't know. It's probably Call of Duty.
I remember playing Call of Duty with your brother.
Yeah.
Me and him and Kevin and Jesse and Bob. And
yeah.
My God. I hated playing with your brother.
I know there's other games, but I can't really think of them now because I haven't thrown a controller in a long time. So
now you just cuss.
Yes.
In front of your son.
No, I don't cuss in front of my son.
That's good. All right, let's get to the topic.
Okay.
Let's get the topic because we're already 20 minutes in and I know what's going to happen. We're going to talk and talk and then we're not going to finish it. So, okay. Although Jesse's not here.
It's true.
So, and he's the biggest blowhard.
Did he even
on
send
the show.
He should have sent us a list. We could have read it off.
I can probably predict it. The event, he's every mainstream
Batman,
super Batman.
Yeah. Well,
14
it doesn't matter
of
then.
Batman,
let's
so.
Do our list.
Let's do our list. Let's start with you, Mandy.
Okay.
And since we do have extra time, you can't explain why you like them so much. So let's see how this goes.
I do so bad about that.
I know, right?
I don't.
Okay, that's going to be a problem because we got 40 minutes to fill and I'm not going to be the only one over here talking. So start with your first one and then explain why you like him.
Okay, well, Wonder Woman.
Or her.
Well, I mean, I knew that was coming.
And I wore my hat today for it because it's Super Person Day.
Actually, you know what? I've heard three different things. It's Super Person Day. It's Avenger Day. It's not. You know what today is? Hmm. Legitimately, it's Alien Day.
Yes, I did see that.
Yes. LV-426.
Yesterday was World Penguin Day. I missed out on that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make this real simple for you. It's Alien Day.
I know.
Okay.
I saw the aliens. I saw Toy Bomb's post.
I might watch... No, I don't have time to watch anything, so fuck it. Never mind. Mandy, why do you like Wonder Woman?
Because she's badass, and she whoops ass, and she's pretty and strong.
Did you like her before the movie?
Yeah.
You can be honest. I won't judge you.
Yeah. I was reading the comics for a while.
I've never read a Wonder Woman comic, but I don't read a lot of DC.
Either. The first one I got was I saw it at Hastings, and it was like The Legend of Wonder Woman. And I said, oh, that looks pretty cool. And I read it, and I was like, oh, I really like this. I mean, I had seen her like on like Justice League and stuff like that, and it was just like a badass female. And you don't get a whole lot of those sometimes, so.
It's like that was about my extent of Wonder Woman, and then like obviously the old like Linda Carter stuff.
She's sassy. I like that too.
The Linda Carter one?
Oh, just Wonder Woman. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Linda Carter version?
I don't think I did.
It was, yeah.
It had a high cheese factor.
Yeah.
Because it was like, what, 70s?
Yeah. I think it was 70s. It might have been late 60s, but 70s feels more.
Yeah.
And then they actually had a Wonder Woman show. Years
I've
ago.
Yeah, I didn't watch that, but I know I've heard about it.
No one watched it. I think it was only one episode, if it even aired.
Yeah.
And I think they gave her pants, and everyone got really mad about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That, I mean,
hey, look, she's got pants again.
The big controversy about Wonder Woman was that they put pants on her.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, okay, but that's so much easier to fight in.
Seriously.
Would they be easier to fight in than
a skirt that
has no restrictions?
A skirt has restrictions. Well, I guess it
depends. If you're wearing like a pencil skirt, maybe, but she wore...
I think part of it was because when she was originally created, people argued that she was too manly.
Well, she's an Amazon.
Right? They whoop ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I prefer my Wonder Woman in a skirt.
Yeah.
And not for the like male
obvious
pig reasons. Yeah. I just, that's how I remember her.
Yeah.
So.
No, me too.
So I also hate that they put Superman in that like all blue suit and they don't have the red trunks.
Yeah.
Even though it looks significantly less goofy. Uh-huh. Yeah. That ain't hashtag not my Superman. All right. So we got Wonder Woman. That's an easy one.
Truth.
She's not. Okay. Moving on. Lindsay.
What?
Before I get myself hurt.
I get that.
You go now.
Okay. The sailor Senshi. Because I can't pick one sailor.
Hmm.
I can't just pick one. I can't.
It's like Pringles.
Yes.
You can't pick just one.
Yes.
When did you start with Sailor Moon?
97 is
so
when I discovered
it. Was the American
it.
Version, right? Like
yes.
You started with the American?
Yes. Okay. I started with the cartoon during...
Anime.
Yes. I started with the anime.
That was a thing. If you called anime a cartoon, you got 10 to the chest.
Not quite way half through the season is where I originally started. It was like the tail end of Nephrite's arc.
That's where I started too, actually. I started watching it on KTLA out of Los Angeles. On random, because I used to have the giant satellite dish with the galaxies.
Uh-huh.
And I remember watching it on KTLA and being obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Probably around the same time you did.
One episode and I was hooked. I was angry at my little brother for waking me up way too early in the middle of the week during summer when I didn't have to get up. And then I purposely found myself getting up every day to watch Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I used to watch it before I did Driver's Ed. When I was homeschooled, and they pulled me out to do
that. And then I got upset because we were going on vacation, and I forced myself to learn how to program the VCR.
It's not that hard. who's your favorite? Mandy, who's your favorite?
Sailor Venus.
Same.
I like Sailor Saturn, too.
I like
Pluto.
Sailor Saturn.
I like Pluto, also.
I like Mars.
Okay, well, let me rephrase the question.
But
who's
Venus
your least favorite?
Least favorite?
Mercury.
Chibi Moon.
Chibi Moon's out. She doesn't count.
Aw.
Really? You don't like Mercury?
No. She's okay.
Probably
it's
Neptune.
She thinks she's
maybe,
all that.
What?
She thinks she's all that. She thinks she's too smart.
Yeah, I don't know.
She thinks she's
just
cute.
Annoys me. I didn't really like, yeah, Neptune.
Why Neptune? Neptune's awesome.
She's awesome, but she's bitchy.
And? So are you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
They clash because they're too much alike.
She plays the violin.
I know.
She's the classiest one.
She is an awesome character, but personality-wise, she's probably my least favorite.
She's fucking her cousin.
Pluto's pretty dope.
Well, that's what our English-speaking audiences want us to think.
Oh, okay. I'll go next.
Well, imagine that.
And since Lindsay said that, I'm going to start with Sailor V, because fuck all y'all.
Sailor V is awesome.
I love Sailor
V. I was
V.
so happy when they put the manga out for that finally, and I got to actually like read it and get the rest of her backstory.
I have people that ask me, like, what's the difference between Sailor V and Sailor Venus? It's the same
V's
character,
the
right?
Original.
Right. Sailor V was first, and then she also had the crop top. Mm-hmm. And that's instantly better. Yeah. And she had the cool little mask.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Sailor V was much better.
At Comic-Con, Lindsay was like, hey, they have a Sailor V pop, and I said, I'll be right back.
And then Mimi followed you.
And then I got me, and then Mimi was like, ooh, if they have another one. And I said, I got you. Best $15 I've spent, probably.
They never did an anime for Sailor V, right?
No, they did not.
But there was the flashback in one of the episodes of the original anime.
Yeah, they got cut from the original English run.
Right. Because it was unimportant to the story.
Well, that and the fact that I think the whole like cop aspect and her
being underage, severely underage.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget sometimes that those girls are like 13.
In first season, they're 14.
Yeah, they are. That was creepier than I meant to.
A little bit, just a tad.
Let's go to you. Let's go to you.
Just a tad.
I'm just gonna get.
By the way, top 10 superheroes. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. That's our list.
Top 10.
Yes. I want to make sure because I think I just said, all right, let's jump into it.
I was like, why are you staring? I'm just gonna get my other DC and put Dick Grayson, which Robin and Nightwing.
Yes.
So
you love Dick.
I do.
Let's what?
Yeah. What's it to you?
I like Dick Grayson too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was always my favorite Robin.
Yes. I was really sad in Young Justice when they like the one season, they're like, all right. And then you got one season of that. And now he's Nightwing already. And I was like, but I like him as Robin.
But then we got Tim Drake, who's my second favorite Robin.
I like Tim Drake better as Robin and Dick Grayson as Nightwing.
I like Dick Grayson as Nightwing, except I hate the one that I'm used to is the 90s animated series.
Yes.
Where he had like the mullet.
Yeah.
I can't back anyone with a mullet.
I just can't. We're going to give him the haircut that he's got for the most part now.
Yes.
But I always liked him more than Batman. Did you ever play the Batman VR game?
Nope.
I don't know if
I have not experienced VR except with you, pretty much.
And it was awesome, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a spoiler, but in that, you have to track down Nightwing's killer. Someone kills Nightwing.
Aww.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Batman sidekicks have bad luck.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? I know you're
many
talking
about of them.
All right. Lindsay, you can go. Mandy's not giving me anything.
Well, if we're doing DC at the moment, I'll go with one of his counterparts, Starfire.
Yes.
I was originally introduced to her in Teen Titans, and I've looked into some of her other stuff.
Oh no, I was gonna say, have you seen?
I love her in Titans, the comic.
Have you seen the new one?
Where she's like basically in nothing.
Well, okay, yeah, but no, I meant, have you seen the new TV show?
No.
Because they're making a Teen Titans
live action. Yeah,
no, I have. We talked not about seen that. On I know up. That was happening, but I hadn't seen. I saw the pictures of like Raven and Beast Boy, but that was it.
I believe she's African American, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And like she has like bright colored lipstick and stuff like that.
Yeah,
she,
and the hair and
she looks odd. I'm gonna pull it up for you.
Real quick. To be fair, her actual character skin is like dark orange. So.
And no, that probably it was just like her hair.
Yeah,
it was like
the hair
it was
and makeup
insane.
Yeah, the
I'm
hair
pulling
and
up
makeup
a picture
was
of
what.
So you can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to come over here real quick.
I could care less if she was like African American or white.
Oh my.
Yeah, here's the thought you immediately had. She looks like she belongs on Law and Order SVU.
A little bit?
She's the one that the detectives talk to.
That dress?
Yeah.
I mean, I could forgive the hair, but that
can you?
That dress. I mean, we hang out with Mimi. We've seen wigs.
But compare, like, she looks nothing like
Starfire at all.
No.
I am confused about
this.
We're
hoping, like, maybe that wasn't like it was just behind this. I don't know, behind the scenes, and it won't be, or it'll be post edited and better.
That's a bad outfit.
Yeah, we have a discussion about it on Nerd Up because we're like,
it made you awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So, do you still want to keep Starfire?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
because she was awesome on Teen Titans.
All right, my next pick is better than that.
Okay.
It's Darkwing Duck.
Yay, I knew you were going to have that.
That's a good one.
I knew you were going to have our buddy Darkwing.
He's like Batman if Batman wasn't stupid. You know,
he's Batman and not if he a was human. A duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drake Mallard, if you've never seen Darkwing Duck, is one of my all-time favorite in like 90s TV shows.
Yeah.
Have you watched Monster House in the Night?
I can't recall a lot of it, but I know I watched it.
He had the best Rogues Gallery, Bushroot,
Megavolt.
Megavolt, Negaduck, Steelbeak. Trying to remember them all off the top of my head.
Liquid.
Was it Liquid Dog?
Liquinator or something.
Liquinator, I'm looking
at. I like Steelbeak.
Steelbeak.
Because he was just a giant chicken in a suit.
Yeah.
I did not know that he was also voiced by Rob Paulsen.
Liquidator. And now that name's even funnier.
Funnier, yeah. Liquidator.
That's also the main villain from Toys R Us.
Oh.
The Liquidator.
The Liquidator.
I'm glad you guys got that joke. So when I was a kid, they had a contest that, because Darkwing worked for an organization called Shush, and they had a contest where it was like, tell us what Shush means.
Oh, no.
And the winner was Superheroes Under Silly Hats is what won.
Yeah.
My dad.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, hey, I want to enter this contest. And I was a kid. And this is what a terrible person my father was. My dad's submission that he submitted for me was Shitheads Under Schoolhouses.
Oh!
That doesn't even have any meaning in fucking context of the show. You can tell he never watched it.
Yeah. And that just immediately would have got put aside because it's not PG.
And they would keep your name. So the next time you entered one, they'd be like,
they never liked me again. Yeah. They'd be like, no, fuck that kid. That kid's weird.
Yeah.
But Darkwing Duck is awesome. There's a Nintendo game for him that was awesome. That was basically Mega Man. And he's supposed to be coming back in the new DuckTales.
Yay!
Yes.
We'll see if he does.
I hope he does.
I hope he does too, because I'm such a big Darkwing fan.
I know.
We got the pops of him.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten
very lucky on like blind bag pulls, although we keep getting
Negaduck. Which is the rarer one.
Yeah.
But I don't want him. I want Darkwing Duck.
I want Darkwing Duck.
So Darkwing Duck. Mandy.
I had Sailor Venus and Sailor Saturn as the next one. So I'll just change it to this other magical group called Tokyo Mew Mew.
Okay.
Which it came.
I'm looking it up because
I didn't get to actually watch it. They're basically like cat girls.
Yes, it's the main chick is a cat.
Oh,
But it's when it. I saw it. I read some of the manga, and then on like 4Kids,
yeah,
I think
they
it was
put it
Mew
on,
Mew Power.
Yeah, it was on WB for a while when I didn't have WB, so I didn't get to actually watch it.
We
never
just
got
loved
into that
it.
One,
my friends and I were just like, yeah.
They're very cutesy and frilly, and like one's pink, one's blue, one's green.
Yes,
green.
And the blue one, Mint, is my favorite, and she like her power is like a bow and arrow.
Nice.
And
it's kicking in to me that the name of the show is Tokyo Mew Mew.
And I was like, oh, they're so cute, and they work in cafe in cute outfits, because like that's the really girly side of me coming out.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking at pictures of them.
Yeah.
And it looks very cute.
Yeah.
And very colorful. And I'm thinking, like, when I was a kid, I got so much shit for liking Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I was called gay. I was called all these things. And I, compared to this, if there are boys watching Tokyo Mew Mew, I feel for them. There's no way that they don't have their sexuality questioned. And I feel bad about that because it does look very cute.
There's two guy characters in there. Like
I'm looking them up, and I swear to God,
they don't really do a lot.
Holy shit.
The blonde one is so hot. If you had to pick one.
Someone drew them as giant muscly women.
That's terrifying.
I don't want to know. That's,
you don't want to know. All right,
fan art is a terrifying place.
Is one of their names Elliot?
Yes.
Okay, it's a girl. It's basically a girl.
Probably.
Well, look at him. Lindsay, look at him.
And then the other one, I can't even remember his name now.
They're called Bishonen. It's shoujo for a reason.
Yeah. It's Elliot. Just cute, and it was fun, and it was another magical girl thing besides like Sailor Moon. It was another one where they got to transform and use cool things. And
they're cats. Cool. I'm not judging you. I accept it.
The main girl
you.
Is a cat. The rest of them aren't really. Like they have like different. Like the one chick has combat castanets, and that just sounds so fucking cool.
That sounds like something Haley would want to cosplay.
So fucking
what is a
cool.
castanet?
They're like the Spanish clicker.
Oh, the
clickers.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, this is so fucking cool.
So Tokyo Mew Mew.
Yes.
Okay. Lindsay.
Well, we'll stay on the magical girl train, and I'm going to go with the Magic Knights.
Rare Earth.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Rare Earth.
Yep.
Are they superheroes?
Yes. Sort of. They're just not on Earth. They're from Earth, but they go to Sephiro, which is another world, and they have a legend that three young girls from another world will come and save them, and they get magical abilities, and it's basically their powers come from their own beliefs in, like, just things being good. And, like, one of them has fire, one has water, and the other one's like healing and wind. And they kind of have to go through their own little like RPG and power up and get weapons and that type of stuff.
The journey is the destination.
Yes.
Sounds legit to me.
I remember Magic Knight Ray Earth as a kid. I never watched it though.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's what throws me off with the new dubbing of Sailor Moon, because the new Sailor Moon sounds like Hikaru Shido, which is the leader of the Ray Earth.
That shit always
and
gets
it messes
me.
With me every yeah. time. So I'm like, oh, it's Hikaru. But it's not.
Right.
I think I have watched this. They look very
familiar. It's Hikaru
familiar.
Shido, Umi Ryuzaki, and Fuho Oji.
Was it on like WB or something like that?
No, it was not. I spent a crap ton of money at FYE to buy the VHSs.
You could have just left that at I spent a crap ton of money at FYE because everything at that place is overpriced.
Because the first season was like four VHSs and I got like three of the four. And before I got the last one, they finally released it on DVD. And so I just bought it all that way.
Right. Very anime influenced so far today.
I like magical girls.
In fact,
They're
I think
fun.
Yours has been entirely anime, hasn't it?
Starfire's not anime.
Are you sure?
She could be.
Are you sure?
Well, if you went with Teen Titans one, then kind
True,
of.
True, fair enough.
What about
fair
Teen
enough.
Titans Go?
They can go.
I'm changing one of mine now.
Because of Teen Titans?
No. Because okay. I knew this was going to happen. I was going to think like...
You're
going to
think of ones you like better?
That aren't like the standard DC that I could put.
Well, I was
we started
purposely
talking
trying
about
to
it.
Do that.
I was doing it, but it was so hard. And I knew like, when we would start talking, I would think of better ones.
Or my thing is like, I like Marvel and DC, but I've never gotten like really, really into it.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to watch the right ones.
I know.
My next pick is The Shadow.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the shadow knows.
And no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah.
Jesse,
like,
the shadow
like
knows.
The old
Can
radio.
Can we phone a friend?
Like yeah. the old radio show.
Lamont Cranston. He was basically Batman, but he wore so you play Overwatch, right?
Yes.
You know McCree's outfit where he's got like the like almost like old gangster look?
Yeah.
That's basically the shadow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's he used two pistols. He was awesome. He looked awesome. And they used to do a radio serial for him back like way, way long time ago. Mm-hmm. But he also has comics. He had a movie with Alec Baldwin that came out a couple years ago. 94, I think wasn't actually it was out.
You're losing long tracks of time.
Long tracks of time. But I always just like really loved, I don't even so much like the character. He's like a billionaire playboy.
Yeah.
He's a lot like Batman, just yeah. minus the tragedy.
Okay.
But it was just always really dark and moody.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure
he's
one of the inspirations for Batman.
Oh, he's definitely one of the inspirations for Batman. No doubt.
If I was remembering my documentary I watched last year.
I mean, you could just tell just from his story and by the way he looks. But if you haven't, at least go watch the movie The Shadow from 94 if you can track it down. It's not the best movie you'll ever see, but it's really fun. And I think you will agree with me that Sailor V is the best.
Yes.
So, Mandy.
Okay, so since we can do human-like superheroes, I picked Roy Mustang.
I'm fine with that.
Come,
he's got powers.
On.
No, he has fucking powers. Alchemy, he shoots out fucking fire. Okay? It's more than Batman and Iron Man that just buy their own shit and make superheroes. So fight me on it, god damn it. Justin tried to fight me the other night, and I said, hell no. Hell no.
Jesus.
He deserves it.
Wait, he tried to fight you on...
That Roy wasn't a super. He said superheroes, and I said no.
I mean, it's still an ability that most humans don't
right?
have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really...
And then same thing, Batman has no powers.
Yeah.
You really have to, like, figure out what constitutes a superhero, and it's so
but
vague.
But he uses it for good.
I'll accept it. It's okay.
Damn right.
It's okay.
I'm cool with it.
All right.
I like Roy.
Now tell us about Roy.
Roy Mustang.
Roy's our boy.
He's the man. He works for the military. He's... working his way up to save the little people and make his country better, and he shoots fire with the snap of his fingers.
And he loves dogs but, and miniskirts.
Yes.
Oh, I like him already.
He does, yes.
Who
he wants
like
all women to wear tiny miniskirts in the military. But
Hawkeye wants to shoot.
But he has Hawkeye, who's also a badass and should be a superhero. Which I guess by association she is, because she keeps him alive.
Assuming things go well, can I assume that Halloween... Hawkeye and Justin would be
Roy.
Oh
my god, that'd be amazing, maybe.
And I'll be Alphonse.
I'm gonna think about this
because
now.
He's big.
Yeah.
And I'm big. And you can be Eric.
You mean Edward?
Edward Elric is what I meant to say.
I mean, my hair is already like his at the moment.
Yeah, you just put it in the
I would
the
flip out if he would be Roy. I would flip out. That'd be amazing.
I'm sure he would.
And although Ariel like says you're more like Havoc, though.
So who's more like Havoc?
You.
I'm more like Havoc?
Yes.
Let me look it up.
I think Justin would almost be more Havoc with his hair short.
True.
Let me look it up.
Like personality
he
wise.
He would be Breda.
Full Metal first came out, Ariel's like, yeah, Shannon's Havoc.
Wait, who did you say I would be, Mandy?
You could be Breda. He'd be a better Alphonse, though. You just have to be, like, innocent. Because
he's got the height.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at Havoc, and he does. If I cut my hair, I think I could pull that off.
Now, you know what?
Wait,
when
is he crippled? He's in a wheelchair. Is he crippled?
At some point, he does, but he gets better.
No, you know who he wants to be, but he'd have to, like, get a ball cap.
Armstrong?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
Jesse was going to be Armstrong.
Jesse was going to be Armstrong.
I'll be Havoc, and Jesse can be Armstrong.
I'm so
wait, can I be Armstrong's sister?
Right. Which one? Olivia?
Olivia?
The big one.
Yeah.
Is there a big one?
No, they're both skinny. Olivia's the one that's in the military and is fucking
Olivia's
badass.
The badass.
And then there's like Mira, who's this like
she's the frilly girly girl who can lift a piano over her head with one hand.
So loud.
I'm sorry. I like
you get so excited. And you get closer to the mic when you get excited.
I'm sorry. I love the Armstrong family.
This is why
so
we
much.
Need. This is why we need lapel mics. So no matter where you look,
so I can't.
No matter how close you get, it's going to be the same sound.
I'm so on board.
This is why we need
right
that
now.
Fucking Patreon money.
I'm sorry. I get very excited about the Armstrong family.
I'm like on board right now. Like
we'll just do
I'm
a full we'll
please,
do a full metal cosplay.
Please, please, this has been like my dream.
Well, then is Allie gonna be Winry?
She could be a good Winry. Like she's mousy. Well, she's not
or,
mousy.
Oh shoot, what's the one with the
Maria Ross?
Yes, Ross.
She can't be Winry because if you're
that's weird.
That'd be really weird.
She's weird. Really strange. She could be Ross. I could see her as Ross. We'd have to get her a short wig though.
That's like the time I said that's that you fine. Should be Nikki Bella and she could be Brie
Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Okay, moving on, Lindsay.
Oh yeah, it is my turn, isn't it?
I know we talked a lot about the fucking Full Metal.
Okay,
I'm,
we
I'm
should
sorry.
Though, because it's the best show in the
okay,
world.
Next for me is the Paladins of Ultron.
More anime.
I love Ultron. I'm sorry. They're amazing. And especially with the reboot, it's so good.
Again, Jesse wishes he was here desperately.
I know.
Right now.
Because they're all amazing. I do not have a single character in that show that I don't like.
What about the fat one, Jub Jub?
No.
What's his actual name?
I hate the fact
that
you just completely made me blank. Lunk? Is it Lunk?
Lunk! Isn't that the guy? Isn't that the Legend of Zelda guy?
Well, it's also Robotech.
I'm pretty sure it's not. Isn't it Hunk?
Hunk. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm tired. Okay. No, he's awesome. Ultron. I have nothing against him.
Hunk. Okay. There
it's Hunk, Pidge, Lance, Keith.
Pidge. What kind of a fucking name is Pidge? Does it evolve?
No.
Into a Pidgey?
No.
And then Pidgeotto?
I'm a Pidgeotto.
I know you love Ultron.
Yes.
So I'll let it go.
Okay.
If Voltron's Jesse was good. Here, he'd support you.
Yeah,
I know,
Jesse loves
right?
Voltron. But I think my next one's better than that.
That's
in
fine.
Fact, it's the best one. It's Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, well,
not
see,
all four of the fuckers, just Leonardo.
See, I had Ninja Turtles as a whole. So.
I did. Well, I did, but then I had Leonardo and Mikey.
Yeah, because they're the best,
they're
too.
They're the fucking best.
And
yeah.
Leonardo was clearly
although,
the best. That's why he's the
fair,
leader.
I've really started to like Donatello in the new series.
I like
he's
Donatello.
Cool.
I mean, they're all good. Don't get me wrong.
No, Raph just, sucks.
Well, Leonardo's always been my favorite. In fact, I have a wall of Leonardo stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't even have to explain it.
I know.
I know a lot of people out there are going, no, it's this turtle. Eh, fuck yourself.
Everyone has their
yes,
own favorites.
I agree.
But
it's clearly Leonardo.
Yes, it is.
Or April O'Neil.
No.
Or Casey not, Jones.
I love
maybe.
Casey.
Wait, April O'Neil counts.
Yeah, I know.
She gets the sword in the
I know.
In the one movie. Mandy, go ahead.
Okay. I picked Lights / the comic book person that she made N. Because she's kind of a superhero because she ends up like going to this mystical world and having to save people that have like practically lost their souls. But Light's created and she's a badass and it's kind of based off of her and I love Lights and she's a superhero in my mind.
We're going to let it slide because it's a comic.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm not brave enough to tell Mandy no to Lights.
Yeah. I wore my Light shirt today for that too.
Yeah. No, if you don't know about Mandy's obsession with Lights, listen to any of the episodes previously. She mentions it quite a bit.
Not all the time. I try and contain it. She's just so cool. Listen to the one where I got to meet her in Babel.
It was so cute.
But I mean, the character she kind of based off herself is not like
what's
your
her name in the comic?
N-E-N.
Ian?
Yes.
What's her real name?
Lights is?
Yeah.
Valerie.
I like that name. That's pretty. Why does she use the name Lights?
I really can't remember. I know I've read it before, but I don't really remember. I know I'm not a true fan now. I know, right?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just
Dalton's
all the other haters.
Right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Lindsay.
I'm going to continue my anime train.
No kidding.
Go with the Ronin Warriors, or as they're originally known as, the Samurai Troopers. 80s cartoons.
I remember the Ronin Warriors because they were on during the same block
yes.
that like Sailor Moon was on.
And that's where I found them because I don't remember them from the 80s, even though they were on.
And they were basically just another Sentai
yes.
team.
Yeah.
Five person team.
Each had different right. element abilities, and they fought the evil Tulpa, who wanted to basically destroy the entire world.
And there was a fat one in that one too, right?
Yeah, that's Kento, or his original name, Shu.
Shu.
Shu Reifan. He's Chinese.
Shu Fly.
Don't bother me.
All right. Mine's gonna be. This one's gonna take a while.
Okay.
Because it's the X-Men.
Oh, sweet.
Like I have
Cyclops.
This is the only one I have as
Cyclops,
a group.
Cyclops, Jubilee.
Yeah, because
Beast.
I can't pick. Well, not Beast.
I had Cyclops, but I scribbled him out.
Like you have
Beast.
Who?
I had Cyclops, but I scribbled him out for something else.
Yeah, the X-Men have always been my favorite superhero team.
Yeah,
like they were what got me into superheroes.
Yeah,
same here.
Mostly, it started with that '90s show. And then I just started watching, reading all the X-Men comics.
See, I underappreciated the 90s. I watched it, but it didn't click with me. I'm one of those idiots that got in after Evolution, and I
love
crap
Evolution.
For it every time.
Yeah, because you always talk about how good Evolution is when you know it's not.
Girl, I got your back.
It's because of the
Evolution.
Anime influence and my voice actors from my anime were
I
in
loved
it, too.
Cyclops was like such a crush for me. He was like the cool high school kid.
Why would you like him more in that show than in the 90s cartoon, though, where he's just this fucking jacked tank, super good-looking...
But then Evolution was more to me than me like looking up to this older man, and I'm like, oh, he's that cool.
You don't know how old he was? Oh, he could have been young.
Shut up. Storm's a badass. I love Storm.
Storm's cool.
She's like, bitch, fuck you.
I liked him because he was voiced by Kirby Moreau.
So when I think of Cyclops, I hear the 90s voice. I hear that Boy Scout, Wolverine, previously on X-Men. I hear that in my head. Plus, Gambit, Jubilee.
Oh, yeah, I love Gambit.
Fucking fight me over Jubilee because I've had to fight many people
is awesome.
Over her.
No, Jubilee's... No, I got you.
She's a vampire now.
I know. I don't understand that, but we'll go with it.
I liked her better when she shot fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's so many good X-Men. Emma Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Love Emma Frost. Jean Grey, I'm indifferent on.
I like Shadowcat.
Shadowcat. Colossus, who you can see coming soon in the newest
Deadpool
movie. And then, of course, there's X-Force, which had, Cable and yeah, I mean, it's
Bishop.
There's so many good. X-Men is just the best. I'm really glad that Marvel has them again, so maybe we can see them in the movies.
I hope so.
If they're not at the end of Infinity War,
I'm going to cry.
I won't be surprised.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sweet, though, if they were.
It won't be. Mandy.
I had Turtles, too, but that's okay, because I'm going to pick Urza from Fairy Tail, since we can hop on the anime one. And she has magical powers.
Which one's she? Because I still haven't watched
the redhead that's badass and wears the armor, and she can like re-equip anything. So she has like a fast outfit, one that just like unleashes hell. Like,
I think you guys are really taking advantage of me here when I was talking about superheroes.
You said in general.
Is that a girl?
Yes, Urza.
Oh,
she's
there she
the
is naked. Because of course, if you look up a female character online,
what's that rule?
Rule 34.
Yes,
there is something sexual about her.
But
about
she's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Fairy Tail.
It's okay.
As I look at more pictures, her breasts get bigger. Is that in the anime too? Or
no,
is
that's
just
only
the fan
Lucy.
Art?
No, that's just fan art. And Lucy, it does, which is the blonde main girl.
Mm-hmm. As the series went on,
she lost more clothes. Or they got tinier as her boobs got bigger. Yeah.
Just like in real life.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they are done by the same person that did One Piece, and they had that problem in
that
show, too.
Oh, there's... Yeah, now
they
I remember
did Rave
Lucy.
Master, too.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Rave Master. That was atrocious.
Plu is in both. It's so funny. I liked Rave Master.
Rave Master. I need to look that one up.
That
sounds
familiar. All I remember is that weird little creature with the drill nose.
That's Plu. He's in Fairy Tale.
Okay.
The carrot nose.
Okay,
yeah.
It looks like
a little
snowman.
Shakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he always
That's
shakes.
The only thing I remember from Rave Master.
He had a giant-ass fucking sword, and he had gray hair.
I think we watched, four episodes of Rave Master, and we're like, no.
It looks like if you took the guy from Yu-Gi-Oh!, made his hair gray, and gave him Cloud Sword.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's an amalgamation of many different heroes, and they all suck.
I forgot about that show.
I know, yeah. I also liked Gray from Fairy Tail. He is ice make magic. Just makes ice whatever. He goes, ice make! And, makes lances.
He says, ice make?
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's
butter
like,
churn.
But he could fire a fucking cannon at you, asshole, or a giant arrow, and then it's so cool.
An ice arrow.
Yes,
Lindsay.
All right, I'll go back to DC.
Okay,
I put Black Canary on my list.
Yay,
because she's underrated and awesome.
She's a screamer.
Uh huh.
Literally, that's her
power.
Yeah,
the canary call.
She's pretty cool.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, I like the canary call.
I like
the
playing her in Justice too.
What?
How
do you not know this?
Oh my god. I forget sometimes how stupid comic books are.
Yeah.
Also, can we just for a second talk about anime and why in every anime they have to call out the fucking name of their attack?
Because it's magic.
It's not every anime.
There was
a lot.
So Roy doesn't go flame alchemy. He just snaps and lights your ass up. And Edward doesn't go, no,
whatever
make
I
wall.
Do. We were watching an episode of Sailor Moon Crystal the other day, and they were fighting like
Coconut Cyclone.
Well, I was thinking about when they were fighting one of those big monsters, and they gave them all transformation sequences. It took 4 minutes for them to finish transforming.
And then they all did speeches. Yeah.
And then they all did speeches. Like, what the fuck is the bad guy doing during all this time?
Playing cards.
Just staring at them, these naked 14-year-old girls. Who did you pick again so I can shit on it?
Black Canary.
Oh, okay. I like Black
Canary.
Remember
Birds of Prey?
I do remember Birds of Prey. Yeah. And I like playing against her in Injustice, too. And I think she's in Arrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it's White Canary now or
like
something.
There is a White Canary. Trainer in Young Justice.
Right. Yeah, Black Canary
I liked
cool.
her in Young Justice.
Yeah, she's cool. The next one I got is The Punisher.
Yay.
Because
it's The Punisher.
Mandy's going to go, he's not a hero. He's the best fucking hero.
He's not the best.
Oh, yeah. He's like Batman if he wasn't a bitch. That one rule he breaks daily.
Okay.
Sometimes hourly.
And even though I love the Netflix show about him, have you watched that yet?
Nope.
Oh, it was really good.
I've only watched Daredevil season one.
You need to watch it. It's really good. And they changed him to the point that he's kind of like PTSD weirdo, but I still liked it.
It works.
Yeah, huh. But I still like the original Punisher the most, where he was just fuck all, murder bad guys because they are bad, and he didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
If I could be a superhero, I would be the Punisher.
Yeah.
I'd take that hit for America. Frank Castle is the man we need as president. He should have been the new Captain America. It shouldn't have been the Falcon.
Yeah.
I made a great argument for that on Blogzilla that Jesse disagreed with.
Well, I mean, they did that in one of the comic runs, didn't they?
He wore an outfit for Captain America, but he was never recognized.
Actually, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he murders everyone.
Yeah.
And someone would say, well, that's not really the American way. It's
Are
not?
Are you sure?
That's true. Yeah, we're over here with guns and going, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Blah.
How is the Punisher not Captain America? He literally is Captain America.
Yeah.
In the most literal of senses.
Go ahead, Maddie.
True. I want a different, and then
we have 10 minutes left, and we have 4 to go. See, I fucking told you.
But I already crossed my fourth one off because you already said Ninja Turtles, so.
I'm sure you got backup.
I picked Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
No. God damn it. I knew I couldn't trust you with this assignment.
That's fine. We can move on. See, it's out of the way.
There's a dragon. How does that work?
Because he saves the day. No, let's move on. We have 10 minutes. Lindsay, it's your turn. I just said it and it's out there.
Oh, Lindsay, go ahead.
The Bravest Warriors.
Of course.
Because I love Catbug. But no, awesome. I
wish Jesse was here.
This is what he gets. He's going to be listening to
What's
it going, God
Bravest
damn
Warriors?
It.
They're superheroes. They have their little sticker buddies that come weapons and they go fight things.
Yes, you're right. You're all right. All of you are right. Everyone's a superhero.
They strive to protect the adorable.
And I love Catbug.
Uh-huh.
My next pick is Mr. Magoo. Because why the fuck not?
Are you being mean right now?
Yes. He is.
Yeah? That's your pick, though.
No, moving on.
He's very mad at us right now.
I love Catbug.
He signed up for
love
this.
Catbug.
All right, so my next one's Superman.
Okay.
What the fuck ever? He's such trash.
Toothless, Bravest Warriors, Superman. What do you mean
Superman's
trash?
I hate Superman.
I used to hate Superman. Yeah. I thought he was boring.
Yeah.
And then I understood the character more of like when you have so much power and that you like contain it, you know, like he could be the worst person in the world. He could run the entire galaxy.
But he doesn't.
But he takes that hit.
What a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy, which is what a fucking superhero is supposed to be. Not a giant dragon who looks like a cat.
I would cuddle with him.
Superman?
No.
You better be careful. He's got them abs of steel.
Are you done?
I'm done. I don't have to say another fucking thing about Superman. Everyone knows.
I picked Cardcaptor Sakura.
You know what? You know what?
You're not surprised.
She has magic
earlier
powers.
I forget when somebody said something. I thought, okay, so Cardcaptor's going to be one of them, isn't she? I knew it.
No.
I knew it.
No, I left Cardcaptor's off there.
It's legit.
Hey. I still need to finish the new series.
When I used to play Ultima Online, I mean, I still do, but I used to as well.
Yeah.
And I met a guy on there who, real nice guy, and he was like, I do fan art.
of like, you know, anime. He's like, do you want to see some of it? This is back during the ICQ days.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, yeah, sure. So he sends me the file. I open it up and it's Sakura in a swimsuit where the swimsuit's up her ass completely. And she's like bent over.
But she's still like little girl Sakura.
But she's still little girl Sakura. So I thought, okay. That was when I was introduced to Rule 34. And the Clow.
Yes.
Right?
The Clow cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have the Clow cards.
Indeed. I know you do. Which makes
I
sure
like the fight card. The fight card is awesome.
They have makeup brushes that are like of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want them.
Is that still a thing? Cardcaptor Sakura?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although now she has Sakura cards.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, is it still an anime or
yes.
manga?
Yes. They just released
Did they really?
They released a new manga and a new series this past year.
Wow.
I haven't finished watching it yet, but it's pretty good.
Everything old is new again.
Yep.
Lindsay?
She-Ra.
Then
she's
I'm
a superhero.
Then I'm adding
He-Man.
You needed two more anyways, right?
Oh, I've got one. Don't worry. I saved the best for last.
It's your
I
turn.
Like the Princess of Power.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm just gonna move it on. We got about 5 minutes.
That's fine.
Venom.
Okay.
The Lethal Protector.
The
Mandy
bad
said
guy.
He's not a superhero.
I mean, he's a bad guy.
I mean, he kind of goes on the same deal as the Punisher.
Right. He was started as a bad guy, but he became good, and then he went through like 50 different people changes, and now.
Well, I since he's from Spider-Man, I know nothing about him because I don't like Spider-Man that much.
Have you seen the trailer for the new movie?
No.
At the very
it's
end, you finally
crazy.
Get to see.
I mean, I probably need to because I'm sure we're gonna talk about a Nerd Up.
Oh yeah.
So.
I do enjoy the googly eye.
So
one
you need to watch the one
today.
Where he has googly eyes. It's even better.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mandy, go ahead.
I picked America Chavez. So there's a Marvel one for you.
I don't know that one.
I don't. Yeah.
She's pretty new, but I think her comic's about to get discontinued anyway. She like punches through dimensions.
Jesus okay. Christ!
And like
that's
kinda can
cool.
kind of travel. Like she ended up like with Captain and like the war and stuff, and then comes back and stuff.
Also known as Miss America.
Yes, Miss America.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else.
Oh, I think I remember reading about her because she's fairly new, right?
Yeah.
She was during their whole we're rebranding and we're branching out and like women and minorities
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yes.
She looks really cool.
Yeah,
it
I know.
It saddens me that they're going to cancel that.
Jesse saw the cover and was like, this just screamed you, so you should probably check it out. And I said, okay, and I like it, yeah.
That's neat.
But I
all
think
right.
it's, yeah. I'll
give it to you. Lindsay?
Okay, I saved the one you're going to give me the most crap for last. The Care Bears.
I picked Toothless. I
have
nothing to say.
Powers.
They do, but
they brighten
your I picked
day.
Toothless. I got nothing against that.
I mean, what's their supervillain? Sadness?
No, they have several. They have Darkheart, and they have
Puzzle Wuzzle,
Dr. Frost.
Dr.
Coldheart. That's it. Dr. Coldheart.
Dr. Coldheart.
They're all people that want to make everyone unfeeling and depressed.
Well,
and they fight it.
Well, then they're terrible superheroes because they fucking won. So let's recap.
We have
on
one
this
more,
superhero
though.
Show.
We have one more left.
I know we do, but I just want to recap. So Toothless made the list. The Care Bears.
You're never welcome,
again.
World.
Never again
I
if Jesse leaves. Never again.
I told you I didn't want to go the basic Marvel DC
Should
route.
Just let her pick Disney and Sailor Moon.
I had one blank one. So I, when she said She-Ra, I just threw Conan the Barbarian on
okay.
there. Because why not?
That's fine. Because
he's big and he has muscles.
This is a fun show with imagination, Jesse. I'm thinking
She-Ra gets her powers from a sword.
What's that?
She-Ra gets her powers from a sword.
Conan gets his powers from his muscles.
Well, that's just, he's big.
He's very big. Mandy?
Buzz Lightyear.
I would not have thought of
that. He's a toy.
He's a superhero.
He's a spaceman.
He's a toy. He's never been to space.
On the TV show, he probably did.
You're a sad, strange little man.
Oh.
You're welcome, world.
This is... Lindsay, get another one?
Batman.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Because you took my Ninja Turtles, so I'll put Batman on.
I mean, thank you.
I can put Hawkeye down if that's what you want.
Which Hawkeye?
Clint.
Which one? There's like so many Hawkeyes.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye is also in Full Metal, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
so you might have put Hawkeye in
I lumped her in with Mustang because they're a duo.
I'm not going to assume anything
there's
at this point.
There's a Hawkeye in Full Metal. There's
I
a
had
Hawkeye
Clint,
in Marvel.
But I also had
a Hawkeye
Cyclops.
In Sailor Moon. There's a Hawkeye in MASH.
So Allie had those stickers that she got.
Uh-huh.
And one was a fisheye.
Really?
And I was like, okay, tell me who this character is. She was like, Sailor Neptune.
No.
Like, you're not a true fan.
No,
you're not a Mooney. My last one is Blank Man.
Blank. Oh.
You're giggling, but you have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. You do this.
She does this where I'll say something. She goes,
I know,
oh.
I've heard of it.
And then, like, you have no fucking clue what I'm saying, do you?
I'm surprised you didn't pick Robot King.
I don't know who Robot King
yes,
is.
Yes, you do.
From Futurama?
Uh-huh.
Robo King.
No, it's Robot King.
No, what was it? It was
You're King Robot.
Super King.
Super King.
He's Super King.
Wow, you guys don't even fucking know.
Like, I wish I could have known.
God damn.
Do you not know Blank Man?
No.
It was a night.
I thought you just had a blank fucking
I mean, I've heard
piece.
It.
It's,
I know that I've heard it.
It's a 90s comedy because I was thinking, okay, what's the worst superhero I could put on here that no one's going to remember? I thought about Meteor Man starring Robert Townsend. I thought about Steel with Shaq, but I ended up on Blank Man. It was Damon Wayans as basically Batman if Batman didn't have any money and he was like kind of off in the head. I'm not going to say anything else about it. You can just go look
I
up
know,
Blank Man.
I know I've seen the cover of this.
If you grew up in the 90s and you grew up poor in any urban area like I did, you had to watch Blank Man and Friday. It was a rule.
Well, I never watched it, but I know I've seen the cover of it.
It's bad.
Probably.
I'm on my throne, so I can't really hear you.
You can't. Up there, white girl. Fucking white bread. You don't know about the struggle.
I like bread.
Well... And we ended at an hour. Come on.
Yay. Yeah. I told you we can make it.
We did. Cause we had, well,
Shannon wants to kill us.
That's because, yeah, I know.
Care
he's
Bears and Toothless.
Leave my Care Bears alone.
All right. Well, that's the show. And that's the last one we're ever going to do. The Thursday show is now canceled. Yeah. Stay tuned for reruns of MASH. Next week, what did the 4077 getting themselves into now? Probably hijinks. All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up, probably. I don't care.